Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello, everybody. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
Welcome back. It's good to see you.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah.
You've been gone so long, Joe.
I'm kissed by the sun now.
You are a little darker today.
Really? A little?
Just a little.
Oh, come on. That's all I got? Yes, I just got back from Miami a couple days ago.
Oh, man.
And I brought with me the cold virus.
Yes. Yeah, he came back.
I got sick again somehow, but luckily this time it was pretty light.
And yesterday he's like, I'm like, oh, man, it's windy. You want to do some Rayquaza raids? He's like,
I'm dying here. Please.
Now, luckily, by evening, I was, like, pretty much okay. So,
yeah.
We did get out there and do a couple of, actually, three weather-boosted Rayquaza raids. So
pretty nice
cool.
Ones.
I think we both caught two of the three.
I caught two. Yeah. And one of them was decent, 93%.
All right. So, what else have you been up to in game this past week? A lot has gone on, I gotta say.
Yeah. Honestly, just hunting. As you know. Looking for those shinies that were available.
Any specifics, buddy? Hunting? Really?
Hunting. That's I am hunting mostly because I got my perfect Beldum. I want that.
That's pretty cool.
I want that perfect Bagon, but those are impossible to find.
Is that your top catch of the week?
That is basically my top catch of the week.
Any other week, I think you would have beat me out.
Probably.
But.
I mean,
my first ever Rayquaza.
When that big ass Metaverse comes in.
Was a perfect Rayquaza.
Yeah, 100 with
first
the best
ever.
Moves.
It's my first ever perfect legendary as well. So, and the best moveset, yes.
He sent that, and I was just like, this dude.
Yeah. Well, I guess I have to get lucky sometime because I definitely didn't get lucky with shinies this time.
Nah, I don't think any of us.
I don't ever get lucky with shinies. It's like everyone's catching like five shiny Pikachus during community day, and I get like one.
I mean, and you rushed for it too, that like right at the end.
Right, and I got it right at the end.
But no, it's just been mostly like scouring the city, trying to find some decent Pokemon through all these events, because as nice as it is to be able to catch shinies during the Valentine's and the New Year's event, dude, it's just littered with trash.
Mm-hmm.
Trash you don't care about.
Yeah. I mean, on one hand, Niantic kind of surprised us with these events, and they're kind of like, that's kind of cool. This is really they're actually getting into the swing of things now where they're actually surprising us with stuff, and that's kind of cool. I think, you know, that recent update where they improved the news feature is part of that. Like, so
definitely looks a lot better.
Yeah. So that's kind of that aspect of it is cool. But these events are a little bit uninspired in a way.
Yeah. They're nice at the start, but then after maybe the first couple of hours, you're like, oh boy, more love disc.
Right.
Other than that, it's nice to see them like just putting out events, like something to keep you playing for more than a couple hours a day, I suppose.
Yeah. Right.
That's been it.
For me, a couple other notable things. One, I hatched an Azurill finally, so that's my last baby. I already have a Why Not.
Like, I think that's one of the worst babies, too, but that's okay. At least you got it.
It's in my Pokedex.
You got
that's
it.
Really the only reason to have a baby anyway.
I feel like that's like Gen 3 in general. It's like, oh, man, I finally got it. All right, next.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm closing in on level 38, man. I think I should be able to do this by the next community day.
You think you'll be 38 by Saturday?
Yeah. I think necessarily by, but on for sure.
Oh, definitely. Because it's increased experience too, right?
No, not this time around, but, you know.
Okay. Is it just Stardust?
There'll be lures and stuff, whatever. I mean,
lucky eggs, and we'll be catching Dratini out the wazoo.
Speaking of which, PSA, everybody. It's PSA time.
Uh-oh.
Lores, the six-hour lores that are going on currently, last till Friday the 23rd. That's this coming Friday at 4 p.m. So or roughly 4 p.m. is my guess, anyway. And then the next day is Community Day. That is the 24th.
Yep.
So get hype.
It's kind of weird that Niantic like gives you that weird brief period of nothing. Like this week, all the events are ended. All we have are the 6 hour lures, there's nothing else going on.
They get us used to these events. Well, we got the 6 hour lures, which is probably the best part of these events anyway.
That's true.
That's nice that that's lasting so long. Right, I guess. Right. But it does. All these events do feel very fast. Why don't we just get into our recap of these events?
Yeah.
So the Valentine's event was the first surprise that was announced basically the next day after we recorded last week. Again, I think we might need to start doing two episodes a week.
Or just a little later in the week. You know?
I don't think that'll help because like this week there's just so much trickling out over the course of the week.
Two a week. Oh, my God.
Yes. Anyway, so... Yeah, the Valentine's event, we have obviously the 6-Hour Lore is continuing through that. Mm-hmm. But then first, Love Disc was spawning at higher rates, and Chansey was spawning at higher rates. And each of them give you 3x Stardust, which was interesting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Love Disc had a shiny form released as well.
Oh boy, another gold thing to catch.
So I was in Miami during this, and I saw a total of between... I think I threw off a lore on my Pokestop over here the day before I left. And so I got some Love Discs that way.
Right.
And then when I got to Miami, I caught a ton. And it was extended, actually, by a day as well. Because the servers went down the last day, the last couple hours of the event.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, more Love Discs. Just what I wanted.
More Love Discs.
Happy stunts. Valentine's Day to me.
Truly a gift.
Yeah. So I saw it. I looked at my Pokedex and I saw a total of 284 Love Discs. I didn't catch all of them because it's just a resource drain.
Right.
It's like, I think I caught 173. So really most of them. So I at least tapped on 284 of them.
So out of 284 that you looked at, none were shiny.
None of them were shiny.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I know, right? How many did you see out of curiosity? Do you know? Did you want to look at your Pokedex?
My Pokedex says, let's see, Love Disc.
Yeah, so I saw that many of them and I didn't get a shiny. I don't know if I'm just unlucky or the rates are really just that low for these dropping. I mean, it seems to me like if I'm spending hours during this event looking through Love Discs, that I should probably see at least one shiny.
At least. So my Pokedex said that I saw 1,400 of them.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And I caught zero shinies.
How many did you catch, though?
If I remember, it was like...
1,000, really?
Yeah.
How'd you see so much more than me?
Well, because I'm all through Manhattan all day.
I guess so. But, like, I was on vacation and doing this the whole day, basically.
I do this all day, too.
And you do it all day more than... All or day than me, apparently.
And I caught about 308 of them, so.
Okay.
Because I'm just...
Wow. And you, no shinies for you either?
None.
That is pretty crazy.
That's kind of annoying. Although, only 15 Chanseys.
Okay, I only saw 2 Chanseys. And the first one ran on my first ball. Because I'm not going to, like, I don't care about catching shiny for my Pokedex, or Chansey for my Pokedex.
Right.
Obviously. I care about the candy, so I've been pineapping them, obviously.
Yeah.
And throwing Ultra Balls at them. And the first one, even after a good Ultra Ball throw, ran on the first ball.
Nice.
And the second one I caught, and it was 808 CP, so I named it Bob.
That's so lame. Wow.
I mean... Bob. I guess I'm lame then.
A little bit, Joe, but it's okay. That's why we keep
you didn't
you
name
around.
Any of your Chanseys?
No. No, I can't say I did. Other than I named the good ones like 100.
Okay.
I'm very basic about that.
Did you get any above 80%?
No.
No?
No, I have my good Blissey. So
That's another thing about this event. I did catch a few above 80% Love Discs, but the next event...
Oh my god.
The Lunar New Year event.
The big trash
increased
event.
Eevee, Growlithe, Poochyena, Electrike, and Snubbull event. And with, I think this one happened to be 2x Stardust, but not 3x.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. And also, Poochyena Shiny was released for this one.
Another gold one.
So we got like 2 or 3 days of dog spawns.
Of garbage.
Just enough to like basically make my trip useless.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the regional exclusives and other things were still spawning, but at much lower rates.
Oh, I bet. I bet, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Dude, I went through... I didn't care so much about Shiny Poochyena. It's like, okay, if I find it, whatever. I was more interested in the Electrikes. I want a good one.
For me, I didn't really care about anything during the event besides just Stardust and experience. Right. So I was just using the Go Plus for all of this stuff.
That's
again
reasonable.
No Shinies for me.
Well, of course not. Me neither.
For this event, I basically, I was just running around and Go Plusing everything. And it was really... underwhelming, but I mean, again, the best thing about it was that it was a surprise, I guess.
I guess. I like the idea that, oh man, more Stardust, that's good, keeps it trickling in at a higher rate.
Right.
But these are not great Pokemon. Like, the Eevee is probably the best thing out of this.
Right.
Maybe Electrike.
Oh, yeah, and so what I wanted to mention, though, was I noticed, especially during this event, that
almost
nothing that I caught, none of the event Pokemon that I caught, were good IVs. Did you notice that, too?
The best thing I caught was, like, an 83 or 87% Electrike.
It's awful. Yeah. It's like, you think you probably caught a ton of them, too, right?
A lot.
Yeah,
a lot. I want that good one.
I know.
And they don't show up on the map with their IVs because there's so many.
Right. So, yeah, that's another thing about Miami. No maps. So that was a struggle, man. Once you get used to that map, it's tough going back, I got to say.
Yeah, that's the problem I had.
Especially when you're hunting for something specific. Like,
whenever I go home to New Orleans, it's just like, I'm on my own. Here we go. Just catch everything.
Yeah. So, crappy IVs. No shinies, once again.
Nope.
But maybe a little bit more Stardust. That's basically what the event was for me.
I'm not really too pleased. Niantic, come on.
You're starting to move in the right direction, Niantic.
But
you're starting. Like,
these were bad.
Keep going
Pokemon.
In that direction.
Well, also, Eevee, really a dog?
I mean, is Growlithe really a dog? It looks more cat-like to me. It looks like a tiger to me. But I guess if you squint, it could be a dog.
I don't know about Eevee. That just has me going, I guess.
Whatever. Don't question it. It's like, Eevee was probably the most relevant one that they had.
Oh, easily.
I could always use more Eevee candy, even though I had like 400 going into the event.
Yeah. I haven't evolved an Eevee in so long at this point.
Yeah, me neither. That's the thing.
It's okay. When we get next gen, we get two more.
Glaceon
and Leafeon.
Oh, yeah, right. There's two.
Yeah, wow. An ice and a grass type.
Okay.
Get hype,
that's
man.
Something to look forward to.
Kind of.
Yeah, we'll see if they're in. Yeah, I guess they're probably not going to be any good.
And then we
got to
wait two generations for Sylveon.
Right.
Oh, boy. Fairy. All right.
We could already fill up a gym with all the types that are out.
Right? Dude, we could just fill it with so much garbage at this point.
Evolutions.
Are there enough? There are enough shinies to fill a gym with at this point, right?
Shinies? Probably, yeah. By far.
Because you have let's say the entire Pikachu line.
Well, that's three right there.
Yeah. And then you have Lovedisc, Puchiana, Aeron, and...
There's way more than that. There's Magikarp, Gyarados.
And then the Magikarp, Gyarados, and then the
Ghosts.
And
Aeron's whole line, too. Ghosts. Yeah, it's quite a lot. So
that's nice. That's the other thing I like.
That would be a fun gym theme, is filling it with shinies. I wouldn't be able to contribute much to it, but...
See if you can just fill the gym all with golden shinies.
The ones that were released recently are golden.
Oh, and Sableye, too. I always forget about them.
Right, those two.
And Absol.
And Absol, yeah. In other news...
Yeah, what we got?
Team Rocket clothing is now available in the game. That was a kind of a cool surprise, too.
That was a weird surprise, honestly.
So I didn't purchase any, but I think you did, didn't you?
I got the entire Rainbow Rocket set.
Rainbow Rocket.
I'm happy that they finally put out a Team Rocket set, because it feels like this has been really overdue.
That was
overdue.
An obvious one, yeah.
And it's kind of weird they haven't put out anything for like the Gen 3 teams yet.
Right. You'd think that...
Yeah.
They would have done Rocket already and then now be doing...
Long ago.
What is it? Magma and...
And Aqua. Yeah. Very basic stuff. But the problem I have is it doesn't mesh with any of your current gear that is available. Because it's this weird kind of light charcoalish gray. Okay. And then most of the stuff they give you that's dark is black. And it's a very different color black. It clashes really hard.
I see. So, at least on the women's side. Yeah. Did you look at the men's stuff too?
It's about the same color.
Okay. Yeah, weird.
Yeah. So,
I guess, yeah, they have to find you a way to sell you the whole set, I guess.
If you want all of the items, because there's regular Rocket and Rainbow Rocket, everything costs $16.50.
Okay.
So,
you know, I was thinking about it the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could buy real clothing, or I could buy electronic clothing for this game.
Okay. Electronic clothing, right? Right?
No, I've never purchased an accessory in this game. Nothing has excited me that much that I want to spend real money on and just my avatar.
I'm just tired of looking at the same like couple of items.
I will
I
give
have.
You that. I am bored of how my avatar looks.
But I mean, Battle Girl is so ugly.
I'm not that bored.
The Battle Girl items are so ugly. Who wants to wear orange? I look like a prisoner.
Battle Girl. You need a, what is it? Youngster. That's what you need.
What's going to piss me off is I'm going to get those 300 tiny Rattatas. They're going to release youngster pants, but it's going to be men only. And I'm just
that'd be great.
Going to scream.
Well, that's when you just change your
Let me tell you about all the coin I've sunk into my avatar.
Right.
And just switch over.
Just switch over a man. No problem. I can't wait for that day.
God,
that's going to be awesome.
That's going to be the worst day ever. But yeah, it is nice they threw it in. Again, though, kind of a weird timing of all, like, they put out the Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon stuff, and now they're putting out Rainbow Rocket stuff. It's like,
I thought they, well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, they gave us that in, like, early December, if I remember.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, well, here's other stuff. Why not?
I almost feel like once every quarter or so, they do something that seems semi-promotional for the main series games. It's like they're almost like contractually obligated to promote the series in some way every three or four months.
I could see that. It's too bad the clothing they make looks ugly as sin.
Yep.
And also not a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, because like the last promotion you got, it was like, okay, so there's, what was there? I feel like one of the Pikachus was related to one of the Pikachu, the hat Pikachus.
Mimikyu.
There was the Mimikyu hat.
Yeah.
Then there was the Alolan clothing after that.
Yep.
Right. And now this, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, but I felt like there was one of that Pikachu hat forms, like the Ash hat that had something to do with the main series games. Or maybe that was, what was it, Pokemon Day or something like that?
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
It was like one of the anniversary. No, it was the anniversary, the 20th anniversary. They first put out the Pikachu hat.
I guess not directly related
with the Ash hat, main series,
but okay. But yeah, it seems like this is sort of a trend where every few months we get something like that.
Just put out different hair, Niantic, or a bald function.
All right. In other news, we have a very exciting event that's happening nowhere near New York City.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm hyped now.
There's a Safari Zone event happening in Taiwan at the Chi Yi Lantern Festival on February 26th through March 3rd.
So what's spawning? Is it lanterns?
Junk. It's like, actually, there are literally lanterns spawning at night. What they're saying is people suspect that there might be a shiny released at the event.
Okay.
So daytime spawns from 7 a.m. are going to be Mr. Mime, which I guess, you know, that's not available in Taiwan typically.
Okay.
Dratini, which is kind of cool. Growlithe and Magikarp. Okay.
Okay.
And then nighttime spawns are Chincho and Lantern.
See, they threw Magikarp in here. That's the shiny. There it is. They don't need to add anything else.
What's that, Magikarp? I think people were suspecting that Chincho might have a shiny release during the event too.
Oh, and of course.
But the thing that I guess the mayor of Chi Ai, the name of this place is spelled differently in this article twice. I'm getting this news, by the way, from Pokemon Go Hub. The letters C-H-I-A-Y-G-N-X.
And F.
Oh, and F of Unknown will be making an appearance.
And Shiny Magikarp.
And Shiny Carp. Shiny Magikarp rates will be significantly increased.
Woohoo!
So I guess, yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Significantly.
Significantly.
Want to go to Taiwan?
Kind of. A Pokemon.
See, the thing is, like, they announce these events and they give you, like, what, 2 weeks to, like, make plans to get there?
February 26th this starts?
Yeah.
That's one week.
Yeah.
That's exactly 1 week. Oh, good. Thanks.
So, well, not that they announced it today, but still, it's like, what, a few days ago, I think they announced this. So,
that's still nowhere. Yeah,
so this is something I would seriously consider planning a trip around if I knew about it a few months in advance. But
not a week, a week and a couple of days.
Not happening.
Eh, just, you know, bust out the credit card, dude. It's only going to be like $600, I'm sure.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Just for
probably
the trip.
About $1,000 for a ticket, for a flight.
So I hope that if you have any listeners in Taiwan, I hope you enjoy the event.
Yeah.
Please catch those non-regional
and
exclusives.
And those YouTubers that will inevitably make their way there.
Oh, you know Nick is going to just be like, oh, I'm on the first flight to Taiwan. Woo!
All right. So are you ready for my trip story time?
Yeah, I actually want to hear all of this.
Because I
see your notebook. I purposely
held off on telling Adele here the details of most of the details.
Yeah, he has these notes written out. And before this, he's like, oh, do you have any questions about this stuff? Well, what do these mean? Yeah, don't worry about that.
So, you know, unfortunately, yeah, there was no map.
Right.
And again, the Valentine's Day event was, I mean, I did a lot of grinding during it, a lot of love that disc catching, but no shinies. Same thing for the Lunar New Year event.
God bless.
So when I got there, though, obviously the main priority was the region exclusives. So first night I was there, first day I should say I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I ran around and sure enough, popping up on my radar, there's a Heracross.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right, cool. Ran towards it, caught it. Oh, I didn't look up the exact level, but it's very low.
Oh.
And it's like not great IVs too. I think it needs like 800 Stardust to power up.
Ooh.
So it's like probably in the single digits.
That's really bad. Like probably got like that level 3 or 6. Right. That's the dream.
Right.
Like my Lom, like Ludicolo. Hell yeah, dude. All
right. So let's see. So that was my first night there. I think the second one I saw it on the map.
Oh.
Or not on the map, on the tracker, right? The in-game tracker.
Yeah.
Ran towards it.
Uh-huh.
Despawned before I got there.
Nice.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was a Corsola, right? Right.
What? No, the Heracross.
Oh, another Heracross. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, so, you know, on my first night, I mostly just biked around, got settled in, whatever. Okay. My second day, I went out to Wynwood. Across the water, and that's where you have lots of like street art murals and stuff. So I was taking photos of graffiti, eating some donuts and stuff.
the usual Joe experience.
Exactly. A really good donut shop called the Salty Donut in Wynwood. So check that out. So I did a little bit of Pokemon catching during that, but nothing of note really. No great spawns or anything.
Right.
But then the third night, by the way, so first night goes by, I don't see any Corsola. Second night goes by, I don't see any Corsola.
None?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So the third day, I go up and down the beach basically the whole day.
Right.
That's like basically what I do the entire day. Don't see any Corsola.
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
Okay.
And I'm like trying to look for like any kind of like third-party maps or anything, but like none of them work properly. So the one exciting thing that happened on my third night is, like, I basically just gave up. Like, I was doing all the, you know, running along the beach, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go get dinner and have a beer because this is just in vain. Like, nothing's going on.
Yeah.
As I'm walking back towards my hotel, this entire strip of, shopping strip, it's called Lincoln Road.
Uh-huh. Oh,
In Miami.
And I know what you're talking about. Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay. It was all lit up with lures.
Oh.
So there must have been a crew of people, I thought, just kind of going up and down, because it's a big, long strip.
Yes.
There's a lot of stops and a lot of gyms. And they were all Mystic, and it was great.
of course they
were. So I had walked along that earlier in the trip a little bit, but you know there was like one or two lures here and there. But the entire stretch was filled up with lures this entire time.
Ooh.
As I was walking back. So I was like, all right, I was about to walk to my hotel, but now I'm going to fire up a lucky egg, fire up a star piece, and just walk back and forth for a couple hours. And that's nice. Exactly what I did. So again, no region exclusives during this entire stretch.
The entire bit, you didn't see one Corsola on that strip?
Eventually, though, I did run into the people who were, I guess, playing the game.
Right.
And setting off these lures. It was like a group of, I think, four guys or so.
Wow.
At some point, I was like, all right, you know, let me try to join their group or something like that. And I was like, it was just very obvious that they were the ones playing as Pokemon Go players.
Because
there was four guys. They were all staring down at their phones.
Uh-huh.
One of them had a Pokeball backpack.
Of course, as you do.
And so I started walking next to them for a little bit, making it very obvious that I'm playing. But I think it was 5 minutes go by, and none of them looked up from their phone once. So I wasn't going to be like, yo, hey, can I join you?
Oh, no.
Can I disrupt you for me? And then I also realized they're walking too slow for my New York feet. So
yeah.
So I was just like, all right, screw this.
Yeah, you got to really tone it down when you go to South. We walk at an even 2 miles per hour.
Apparently.
So, wait.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, go ahead.
I took a screenshot of what Lincoln Road looks like, mm-hmm. or it looked like on that night. So if you want to go see it, check out our Twitter account, Level 5 Radio.
So I want to know one thing.
Yeah.
They each only had one phone, right?
Yeah, they actually did only have one phone, it seemed. Yeah. All with their batteries attached and everything. Of course.
They wouldn't fit in up here. You got to have like three in a broom pan.
Right. No one does. Have you actually seen people do that in New York?
Yeah. At Grand Army Plaza, there are usually some people will have like, they'll have the big one on the iPad and then like two little phones.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't think I've ever seen that in person. Like, I've seen it on YouTube, but not in person.
No, go to Grand, like, around 5 o'clock, Grand Army Plaza.
I'm glad I don't go to Grand Army Plaza, except for big events.
You take a look around. You will see them, and they're just like, yeah, I'm catching all this. I'm like, how many accounts do you need?
No, that's just sad.
Well, some people love this game.
Right. All right, so I literally walk until I can't walk anymore. Like, I started to get all like cramped up and like chafed and like I was sunburned and everything. So it's like, I was like so exhausted, and that's the night I started to get sick.
Oh, you overdid it. Yeah.
So, and then the next morning you texted me something in that morning. I think about some of the latest news, like the rocket gear or something along those lines. Pop open my game to Corsola on the radar.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, all right, I look at where they are. One of them is at a park nearby.
Okay.
Just about a block and a half away.
Not bad.
The other is on the beach about a block and a half away in opposite directions.
Of course. I love when that happens.
Yeah, right. So I was like, all right, this is Corsola. I'm meant to catch this on the beach. Right? So I'm going to go to the beach spot.
Okay.
So I run over to the beach. I get to the Pokestop.
Yeah.
Still there. But the Pokestop is not on publicly accessible property. It's in the middle of like a hotel grounds.
No.
And the hotel, obviously, I don't have, like, I can't just walk around the pool area in a hotel without access to that. It was like, no, it was like fenced off. Like, I physically couldn't go there. It's not like I could just open the gate and walk through it.
So what I'm hearing is if you were stronger, you would have jumped the fence for that Corsola.
I could have jumped the fence, but there was no one else there at the time. It was early in the day. For some reason, there was no one there. So they must have been doing some maintenance or something. So it would have been very obvious that it was trespassing if I walked into
That's
it.
Fair. That's fair.
All right. So,
abandoned.
Yes, I tried to like walk around the perimeter. Nothing.
Nothing. Nope.
So I run over to the park. Despawned.
Oh, no, Joe.
Nothing else. Basically, that was like I had like an hour until I needed to get to the airport. Really, I just got breakfast and then packed and left. So no Corsola for me.
Don't worry. I still have those for you, friend.
Yeah, because trading's going to come out.
Be the day. What if, right after we record this episode tomorrow, Trainer is announcing trading?
I will eat my non-existent hat if that happens.
I'd be impressed by that. That's like a tragic story, though. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. But, so you know, I did inch my way up towards level 38, mm-hmm. and I got my Stardust up to about 600,000 now. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so.
That's like,
I guess it's.
It's like four Pokemon.
But really, all I have to show for my trip is a lousy, low-level Heracross and
no shiny love disc.
And about like 15 above 80% love disc.
Oh boy.
Which I'm probably going to end up transferring anyway.
Yeah, as you should. Don't worry. You one day that Corsola will come to you.
So here's the thing. So I have a trip coming up with my job actually to Bermuda. But then I realized that's not far enough south.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's just a little east. North.
It's not really. It's like about the same. Which one is that? Longitude or latitude?
Latitude.
About Orlando. South Carolina, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's just far out to the east of South Carolina. And so, yeah, not far, not south. I was like, ugh, why did we have to pick the one island that's not south to go to? Okay. And then you have my family is directly after I planned my trip to Florida decided, oh, why don't we do a family trip to Florida? So I was like, all right, this is interesting. But like, I don't know if I could take that much time off of work. Cause it's pretty soon. It's Easter week that they want to go.
Oh, geez.
And they're going to Fort Lauderdale, which I think is that between Orlando and,
yeah,
and Miami?
On the, yeah. It's
so
on
maybe
the
that
East
is
Coast.
Got far enough south for,
if I remember, you can still see Corsola in the southern Orlando part. So you should be okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So hopefully, well, yeah, what I might do is, I was not originally planning on going on this family trip. Luckily, my family doesn't listen to this podcast.
Hello, Joe's family.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, no, there's like a 0% chance that my mother listens to this.
How's it going, Phil?
Yeah, no, I don't think he either. The one person in my family who did play Pokemon Go was my little brother, Greg.
Okay.
And so he kind of got into a pickle, right? Because he works with a lot of finance bros. And when the game first came out, everyone in his office was spoofing.
Right.
So he didn't really he didn't go out of his way to spoof, or he didn't really want to, but he needed to do it to like keep up with everyone else.
Oh no.
And you know where this is going. They banned his account after a couple weeks.
Like just entirely banned, straight up.
Straight up banned. And yeah. And he's like, all right, well, I'm not going to start again. So
I can't blame him.
Yeah. That's too bad, because he is the one Pokemon player in my family, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, if he wants, I can give him my other account.
Which is what, level 4?
Yeah, you know, start fresh.
Yeah, that's I think if he does one raid, he could probably get up to, like, level 6.
So I was telling you about this yesterday. That's something I really want to experiment with.
Yeah.
I want to log into my because it's on my Trainer Club account.
Right.
Log in, do one Rayquaza raid, and see how many levels I can shoot up on that. Because that's 10,000 HP. So.
Nice.
Should be like level 6 or 7 at least.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least.
I wonder. Yeah, I'm not sure.
The experiments must commence.
That would be a fun experiment though.
Yeah. I tried to do it when my friend from Ohio came to visit in December. He's like level 4. Because. Kind of sort of the same story, except he wanted to try and play Pokemon Go on his Windows phone.
Yeah.
And you get banned for that because it's not supposed to be played on Windows phones.
Yeah, that's funny.
So he had a level 4 count. I got him into the Ho-Oh raid. We were doing it. He got through it. And then his phone froze up and would not reload Ho-Oh. I was like, I'll never know what happens now. Damn.
So, speaking of which, I actually looked up. There's this little... there's this website called trainerspeed.de, if I remember correctly.
Oh boy, DE, I like where this is going.
And basically, you just type in your experience, you type in your start date.
Okay.
And it tells you how long it's going to take you at this current rate to get up to level 40.
Yeah, I think I've run across this site too, actually. Yeah. Okay.
And so my most recent one is about a year.
Ooh.
If I keep grinding at the same rate, it's going to take me a year to go up 2 levels, basically.
Why don't you just use the money... Get 60 premium raid passes and just grind it out.
No. Do not want.
It's so weird how far ahead you are of KC and I. Like,
I think, honestly, it's not because I play more than you. It's because I kept playing throughout the entire time this game was out.
I think I took like 2 weeks off.
Really? That's it?
That's it.
I don't know, man. So
I know what it is.
Maybe it was from when you were before you were in New York.
Yeah, because it came out in July, right? June, July?
July.
Yeah. So from then till November, I only had access to like whatever was along my road.
Right.
You had all of Manhattan and Brooklyn, so.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know.
That's kind of the difference. You probably were like level 12 when I was hitting 6 or something.
There was no phase where you just kind of like dropped off mostly.
Just 2 weeks I took off because I was like. There's nothing to do. And okay. It was around the time Gen 2 dropped.
Okay. Yeah, I know KC dropped off for a long time, and that's why he was behind a little bit. But he got back in.
And again, congrats to KC. He hit 36 the other day.
Oh, yes, right.
Yay.
KC! So you're, what level are you again?
36. Okay. I'm about a quarter of the way in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm so close now. I think I'm about 200,000 experience out.
Oh my god!
So I have a lucky egg, you know, spree evolution spree lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe later tonight I'll do that while I'm editing.
Okay. Okay.
And that should get me most of the way there. So really, a couple raids and I'm there.
Hmm. A couple of Rayquaza raids, right?
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully, presumably. It's windy this week.
That'd be nice. Those aren't an extra experience, are they?
No.
Yeah.
No, but there's no point. I feel at this point, since you have a perfect one,
yeah,
you don't even need to go in Raz. You just pineapple them.
Right. And now that I have the other thing that I wanted was a couple weather boosted ones just to have around. Because, yeah, you know, the you don't have to level them up as much. It's mm-hmm. nice to just have them. So now that I have those, I feel like really what I should do is go for the non-weather boosted ones and just,
I guess,
pineapple all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I guess
worth a shot.
Yeah. Other than like Rays, because you just want those candies. I guess we just need to focus on that sprint store more still.
Right. Because
we want that next EX Ray pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get back into that now that I'm back from vacation.
I've been ignoring that store too. It's been bad.
Let me know.
I'll definitely keep an eye out.
All right. So, what else do we have for you today?
The weather?
Before we get into weather, why don't we talk about Community Day really quickly?
Okay.
So, I've been preparing for the next Community Day by just stocking up on pineapps and Ultra Balls.
Okay.
Because I really just, I mean, I have, I think, literally zero Dratini candy right now.
That's very impressive, actually.
Yeah, I think I powered up my Dragonite as much as I could. Because I have a second one that's like almost fully powered up above 3,000 CP.
Right.
And that's why I have no candy. But so it might be not. So, speaking of Meteor,
rather,
is the announced special move for the event. So I guess Dratinis will probably have that move if you catch them. Actually, I take that back. The official Pokemon Go website says that to learn the exclusive move, you must catch or evolve the featured Pokemon during Community Day hours. And it also says Draco Meteor is Dragonite only. So if you catch a Dratini, it's not going to have that move. And it also specifically says that Fast TMs and Charge TMs will not grant exclusive moves during Community Day.
Okay.
Oh, look, a rainy cast form.
Oh, my God. It's here.
we have a lore going off at my Pokestop. We're catching stuff as we talk.
Speaking of cast form, let me bring this up. Last night, it was clear weather.
Yeah.
And I found a sunny cast
form. Yeah, so I think, I don't know exactly how it works.
This was 9:30 at night.
Definitely caught weird cast forms at different hours.
Right.
And different weathers and things like that. But I do have all of them now, which is cool.
Yeah, same.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I caught the last one just the other day because it was snowing for a couple hours in New York.
God,
huh? I was like, yeah, I was worried it wasn't going to snow for the rest of the year.
Ugh.
But wasn't there a rumor that it was spawning during foggy weather too?
I haven't heard that rumor,
but anyway, I'm not sure how true that is.
We might find out because I think we're supposed to have something misty this week. So
okay,
but yeah, no, 9:30 at night and a sunny cast form, and I'm like, well, I guess it's clear weather, but. Yeah. Kind of late for this Pokemon, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, no, I think I saw somebody post about that. I don't know if it was Trainer Tips or something like that, but
right.
Yeah, the sunny one does come out during clear weather at night, apparently.
You would think it'd be like Solrock tied to like the day.
It would make sense, but they didn't really think that much into it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know. It's weird. The time of day, like night versus day, is supposed to affect spawns, but it doesn't really affect them to an extent that is noticeable.
No, like
not like weather.
Like last night when we were at the ramen place, I noticed there was a ghastly when it got dark.
Right.
That's
it. I feel like I've seen more ghastly during the day than I have at night.
Yeah, like at night's supposed to be, oh, there's more ghost and dark Pokemon, right. But then it's like, are there?
Yeah, not really. I don't think so. They really need to make that more of an official thing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they haven't yet.
Especially when misty weather is probably the rarest weather we're going to be getting.
Right, right, exactly.
So,
yeah. That would be one way to... I'm not saying make it like weather boosting.
Right.
I'm just saying change the spawn rates a little bit more noticeably during night.
Yeah.
That's all.
Kind of tired of seeing gulpins at all times.
Yes. Yes.
Holy moly.
So have you been able to save up any pineapple berries? I think I have approaching 150 at this point.
I have about 30.
Okay.
I burned through my pineapps because, like, when it was snowing, Beldums were everywhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's too bad that was the night I was not feeling well, so I didn't go out. But
yeah, so I got a good amount of candies on that, ready to pop into Metang, but that also killed my pineapp.
Right, sure. Yeah, I did kill a few off last night while hunting some Swablu, because it was during the windy weather, and there was a lot of them out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I've been wasting them on the Swablu, Chansey, and then the Beldums. It's just like...
Sure, that makes sense. I mean, I wasted a lot, too. I had my pineapp count was very low at the end of some of these events.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot which event. Oh, it must have been the Gen 3 event. It was very low.
Like, of course.
Under 50, I want to say. But being in Miami was really, really, really helped, I guess, because... during these events, there was nothing I wanted to use pineapps on, and I spun so many Pokestops while I was walking around.
Right. All those fresh Pokestops, too.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is, it's sunny there all the time. Of course. As you would imagine. The only time the weather changed, even for a minute, was actually that morning I woke up and saw the Corsola. It was partly cloudy for an hour before it got sunny again.
Right, because the weather only lasts 1 hour again before it cycles.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy. You poor thing.
Really? So, yeah, that's pretty much all I'm doing. Again, Community Day is February 24th. I forget the hours. What, 2 to 5, I think?
Yeah, it's 2 to 5 again.
Yeah, so I will be there. I'll be at
Grand Army Plaza.
I don't know if I'm going to spend much time in Grand Army Plaza because I'm really planning on grinding hard and getting as much.
I mean, I'm okay with that, but that should be the meetup point, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'll meet people there ahead of time, but... Once 2 p.m. hits, I'm in the park. I'm staying there for 3 hours.
A friendly reminder to Casey, please go to the correct Grand Army Plaza again. You did it right last time.
Not the one in Brooklyn. So another quick PSA. Mm-hmm. There's a nest migration coming up this Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank God.
Yeah, because our nests right now are pretty dismal.
Yeah, they messed it up last week with the whole, there's more Pokemon, and then reset again. And it's awful.
Basically, there was a nest migration, and then the Gen 3 event happened, mm-hmm. and the nest changed once again. And then that event ended, and then the nest changed again. And now we have, on Wednesday, another scheduled nest migration.
And it's for the best.
And it is for the best, because our nests right now are really sad. Central Park is a Geodude nest. Bryant Park is a Growlithe nest. Just we needed more Growlithe after that event.
I know, right?
Right. Union Square is a Chikorita nest, which I found out today.
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
No. No, I don't care about that at all. Washington Square is a Wurmple nest. Woo,
I know. Yeah. See, Casey's hyped about that. He loves those Wurmples. They're like the
It was the Weedles that he liked.
Wurmples as well, because they cost 12.
All right, here's something else I wanted to bring up, which it kind of blew me away when I realized this the other day.
Go ahead.
Like, we've been wrong this entire time.
Oh God, what?
Swellow is not the Pidgey of Gen 3.
No, it is not.
The Pidgey of Gen 3 is Whismur, and every time I saw one of those, I was really annoyed, and then I realized that it takes 12 candy to evolve.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, 12. It does.
12 candy, and they're everywhere. It's more common than Pidgey now. It's better than Pidgey for mass evolutions.
It is. Huh.
Just blew your mind.
Didn't realize it was 12, because I had so many candies.
I was so surprised when I saw that.
Huh.
So
cheap evolution?
Yes. Go out there, catch your Whismurs.
God.
And evolve them all off one stage.
I've actually been having trouble finding Pidgey because of all the Whismurs. Same with Rattatas, actually.
Pidgey, I've been able to find more since since the Gen 3 event ended. But
yeah, but...
And since these other events ended, too, for that matter.
Still, you trip over Whismurs. They're everywhere. I'd hate to live
all over the place. When I realized in that world. I was like, I've been transferring all these. Because I was going through my Pokemon to evolve during my Lucky Egg.
Right.
I came across a Whismur there. I was like, I transferred all of them besides two. And I was like, 12 candies. I only have two. I totally just caught a bunch the other night, and now I have a crap ton of Pokemon to, to evolve. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
I mean, so they're useful for something because Exploud sucks. So just they're evolution fodder. They're They are the new easy evolution fodder.
Right. So fantastic. Go out there, kids. Get your get hype over over Whismurs.
Okay, so moving on. Washington Square is Wurmple. Bronx Zoo is a Shroomish. Botanical Gardens is a Wingull nest, which is, I guess is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Is that the Bronx of Botanical Gardens, I guess? I don't know.
Well, they have one down here, too.
There's a Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. I guess it's, I'm going to guess Bronx because Bronx is probably the more, it's the more widely known one, I would say.
And then Pelham Park.
Pelham Bay Park, Shroomish Nest, another one. Just when we need more Shroomish Nest.
More Shroomish. And if I remember, I was looking on the map. I'm pretty sure that Canarsie Park is a Wingull nest right now as well.
Ugh, I don't want to go out. I grew up like not too far from Canarsie, but I don't want to go to Canarsie Park. That's even further than my parents' house, and I refuse to go further than my parents' house.
But think of, you could walk along Louisiana Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? So these nests suck. Wednesday can't come soon enough.
Yes. Wednesday, hurry up. Another random thought that I actually already brought up to you.
Go ahead.
I realized something. Last week we were talking about how they changed up all of the, or they added, really. They added a few raid bosses. And they're all, a lot of them seem to be ice types.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And the initial thought was like, oh, these are all great Rayquaza counters that they're releasing. And I was like, like, I don't think Niantic cares to make a raid boss easier. Like that's that just makes it, that just takes money away from them basically and doesn't change the game much at all, really. And also it's not a terribly difficult raid boss anyway.
No, not at all.
So I realized something.
Yeah.
The reason they did that, and they've done this before, I think low key.
Well, the rain ended.
Oh, there you go. is it, it's 7 o'clock. That's why.
Oh, on the dot. Look at that.
So yeah, no. What I realized, this is all about community day too. They are releasing these ice types to be Dragonite counters when everyone and their mother has a Dragonite and they're all in the gyms.
That is true.
Cause you know, Dragonite's pretty overpowered.
Very.
And I don't know if you realize this, but I'm pretty sure they did this before. Something similar anyway. When Blissey came out and it started to be like a really difficult, you know, gym
defender. Back before the gym rework too.
Right. There was a lot of major parks in Manhattan that suddenly became Machop nests. And this was before raids too. So you couldn't just go do a raid for a Machamp.
So interesting.
They never announced any of this stuff, but I don't know. Maybe I'm having a tinfoil hat moment here, but I'm pretty sure that these things are correlated. Why else would they just suddenly, out of nowhere, ooh, it's foggy weather suddenly.
Oh, man. Get hype. I told you it was coming.
Time to get out there and get some ghosts and dark types.
Dude, think of the shinies. Although that's, before we detract too much, that is slightly clever of Niantic if your tinfoil hat theory is correct.
Right.
That, because when you look at the Pokemon they offer, it's like Mawile. Azumarill's in there too, but it's a fairy type, which is good against dragons.
This
so
is true. Yeah.
So it holds up. I can believe that a little more than Rayquaza counter, because they didn't do any of that for previous.
Here's the thing, you can't put a Rayquaza in a gym, so in that respect, it doesn't matter. Like, right. And I don't think there's any really incentive for them to make raids any easier.
No. Know? And they didn't like add any different electric types when Kyogre was in there. Or any different water
types. They didn't
do
this for... There's no other evidence that they've done this before.
Dragonite.
So. Right.
Okay.
So Dragonite. I think... I don't know.
I can dig that. I'm down for it.
That's my guess. That's my best guess. Unless they're suddenly deciding to make raid bosses seasonal. Like, yeah, it's the winter. Let's put some, you know...
How
ice
awful.
Ice-type raid bosses there. But again, it doesn't explain the fairy types.
No, not at all. I wonder how Niantic's going to do that, because... When Gen 4 drops later this year,
yeah,
we're going to have a ton. Because I think Gen 4 has some of the most legendaries in any generation.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be kind of weird. Then it's like, well, what happens to all the previous generation stuff? Or is it just, oh, I didn't catch them. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Niantic needs to like find a way, some sweet zone, because we have time till Gen 4
right.
to like start actually cycling through the previous legendaries, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be nice to actually catch a good Raikou.
I mean, they have a ton of legendaries left from Gen 3 still.
Well, sort. We got five.
All the Regis, Latios and Latias,
uh-huh.
and Deoxys.
Oh, yeah. And okay,
then,
so six.
And then Jirachi, if you want to count that.
Yeah.
But I don't think we'll see that before we get Mew and
Celebi.
Celebi, yeah.
No, definitely. And then I guess you'd have more if they do with that weird form thing with how they're doing cast form. Because right. those, I'm calling it, those different raids for Deoxys are just going to be different forms.
Yeah, probably.
That's going to
yeah,
be
Yeah, so
awful.
That'll draw it out even more. Who knows?
That's going to be really annoying.
I'm glad Gen 2 doesn't have a Deoxys, really.
Yeah.
Like a Mewtwo sort of.
I mean, Deoxys will outshine Mewtwo if you get the attack form.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That's the only form you should be getting, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so before we wrap up, we have our weekly weather report. Let's see what we have for the next week or so.
It's misty right now.
Yeah, so it's we have some fog. But yeah, it looks like the rest of the week is mostly going to be rain.
Warm.
With a couple of cloudy days as well. But yes, that's the most notable thing. It's going to warm up.
Oh my God, yes.
Could you believe Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to be above 60 degrees both days?
It was snowing 2 days ago, too. That's the weird part.
So the thing is, though, it's going to be 52 degrees and rainy for Saturday, it looks like. So community day is going to be a bit rainy. You know, honestly, I take that over freezing weather because I could just wear boots and probably be fine.
Last time was a little miserable.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, during the day, it was actually quite nice.
Yeah,
unseasonably
yeah.
warm during the day.
Yeah, it was like but in the 40s.
Night, but then, you know, I didn't have as much clothing.
Right. I was
you know,
in the
as
same
many
boat
layers
with you.
On. So when it became night, it did get very
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, KC's like, oh, I'm all comfy. And we're like, ha.
I need to go inside right now.
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like we'll have a couple days of very warm, cloudy weather Tuesday mm-hmm. and Wednesday, and then Thursday through Sunday, rain.
Hopefully that changes. Well,
but
it really could change because they said it was like supposed to snow all weekend. It only snowed Saturday night. So,
really?
Yeah, I really do hope that.
Last time we read the weather, there's no snow in the forecast, but I guess that's the nature of weather forecasts.
That is the nature. we are not meteorologists, unfortunately. We are no Robert Nash.
And even if we were, we'd get it wrong, apparently.
So here's hoping, cross your fingers, no rain on Saturday. Or if it is, it's early in the day or late.
Again, yeah, I'm happy if it's 50 degrees. I don't care about the rain as mm-hmm. much.
What if
yeah,
it's
as long
windy?
As it's not, like, torrential.
What if it gets windy that day?
I'm not doing raids that day.
No, on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care about raids that
Dratini
day.
Dratini is a dragon, you nerd.
Oh, that is true. That would be nice. That would be nice, I gotta say. I guess, does rain supersede wind? I think it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Windy is a very weird part. Like, yeah. like if, cloudy if and partly cloudy.
Right. If it's cloudy and it's windy past a certain point, then it's windy. If it's rainy and windy, it's rainy.
Because I think it's like, I think it's like 10 and up, it becomes windy.
Yeah. Okay.
But if it's raining,
so maybe
it doesn't matter.
Maybe if it's clear, cloudy, or partly cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And past a certain level of windiness, it gets, you know, past 10 miles per hour. Winds.
So I'll go during hurricane season. I'll check out which one it gives me, if it's rainy or windy, and then I'll report that
all
back.
Right, cool. For science.
Science. My mobile game demands it.
So, yeah, that's about it we have for you.
Almost shorts weather.
Almost, we're getting there, kids.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so nice. I'm telling you, when it hits like 70s, I just want to start walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, just to enjoy that again.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember it wasn't too long after Gen 2 came out that I was just riding my bike, looking at the map, like mm-hmm. deciding on cool nests to go check out and stuff. It's like, ooh, giraffe rig nest, cool, that's exciting.
things you'll never say again.
Shuffle nest, that was exciting.
Dunsparce nest, oh man.
So I did that on my bike, you know, I went around mm-hmm. and caught a few specific spawns and stuff. I feel like that's, I don't know, the nests is something that really needs to get improved.
Of all things, you say the nests?
The nests currently need to get, that's one, that's low-hanging fruit, at least. Let's put it that way, right? So it shouldn't require much work on Niantic's end to fix that. But I think that they need to increase the amount of Gen 3 nests because the nests are pretty much useless right now.
That's true. Like, no one wants a Geodude nest. Like,
no one cares about this stuff. So give me an incentive to go out and go to a park.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing I've always tossed around is I'd like if, okay, let's say this nest has, it's a pre-evolution nest, right?
I'm not going to go to Staten Island to catch Whalmer.
No. But hear me out. Let's say, okay, so Geodude nest in Central Park, right? But as you're going, maybe there's a low chance of like a Graveler or a Golem appearing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not good, but they're in that nest and there's a chance for them to spawn.
Yeah, so like a little bit more something like that. Or
something to keep your interest.
Maybe if Lores spawned a nest Pokemon, that would be kind of nice too.
Or incense. Incense, I feel, is the most useless item. Yeah,
do something with incense too. All of this pretty low-hanging fruit. All the infrastructure in place to make these changes, I think.
Yeah.
It's not like overhauling the gym system, which is going to take, you know.
Years.
You know, that's going to take work. So,
years. At least it's not the old gym system.
I mean,
it was easier coin.
There were some things, not for me. I made way less money in that
system. Really?
Yeah. Like, because I would never know when to cash out. Like,
as soon as you get it.
All gyms turned around so quickly that, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I was just like, all right, I better play it safe and cash out after these 10 coins because I'm probably going to get kicked out before I get to
see, I did it safe. I did that at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Spent it awful time. I know you wouldn't be able to do that with your job, but it's like 1, 2 in the morning. I made it rounds for an hour, hit 10 gems, cashed out immediately.
Wow. Okay.
Then it didn't matter what happened after that.
Right.
And I learned the hard way. You can only do 10 gems max because I hit
We should talk about this in more detail in a future episode. Maybe if we have a content lull 1 week, we could talk about that.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Because I think there actually were some good things about that system.
Yeah, minus the 10 Pokemon.
Right. I won't get into it now.
Yeah, let's save that.
I could go on for hours about that.
Oh, yeah.
And we already have gone on for an hour. So.
Alrighty then. I think that's it, huh?
I'm going to go do my thing where I tell you to go to our social media and to our website.
Yes.
Level5Radio.com. Level5Radio on Twitter. And we're also on Facebook.
Yeah, that's all right. And iTunes and everywhere.
Yeah.
So just Level 5 Radio.
In case you're not subscribed to us, that's Level number 5 Radio.
Send us your feedback.
I still can't believe about that Corsola.
Look, I got one. It's all ready for you in here, I promise. And then when you go Easter, watch. You're not even going to need it. You're not even going to need it. You're going to go on Easter and you're going to catch like 20 of them.
If I go on Easter, we'll see.
It's weird that you only saw two, because they're pretty common.
Ugh, I got really unlucky.
You really did, especially with the Heracross, too. You chose a bad time, honestly.
Yeah, that's... Well,
those events kind of screwed you over, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually affected the spawn rates of the region exclusive. That's possible.
Let me point it out this way. There were less Magnemite in Times Square than there were the dogs.
Sure, I mean, that makes sense. I think those are the common spawns, which is what the love discs and the dogs replaced.
Yeah, Magnemites are everywhere, dude. This is a really random thing I just remembered.
Yeah, go ahead.
Battery Park on the Hudson Riverside
is
an Electric nest.
Don't care.
There you go. That's the one interesting nest.
The entire city is an Electric nest.
That I will hit before. Yeah, but I need more Electric. I need that good Manectric.
I'm going to go through my my Electric and my Manectrics right now to see if I have one that's a good one. Just so I can shove it in your face.
Dude, they're all garbage. All right, so send us feedback, people. Let us know what's up.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Still, I think we're pretty quiet on the email front, so it would be nice to hear from you.
Yeah. And we'll see you on Saturday, too.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday, Community Day, and we'll have our post community day thoughts on Sunday for our next episode.
We'll have business cards ready too.
We'll see about that.
I still have some.
Oh, you do? Okay,
yeah.
Good. I don't have any.
Oh.
I have like a few at my desk at work, I think, actually. But anyways, look out for us. We'd love to hear from you in person if you find us.
Yes, please.
And we'll see you at community day.
Happy catching.